Begin the current daven sechtes need the daf lamed beis. Begin on the bottom line of lamed alvim beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the opening of our perek with the first mishnah of benois kehutim, where we spoke about the Kuthian girls that they're considered needless marisas, and they're already considered as menstruating women with all the harlachas, or when they're ready in the crib, when they're just a little baby. So the Gemara wondered what's specific about them. If they saw dam, so then our girls also. And if they didn't see dam, then why are they considered as needless? So the Gemara says, we're talking about bestama. That we don't know. We don't know if yes or not. Since there are a minority of girls, even little babies, that could have a ri'i of dam, so they were concerned by the benois kehutim. So on that, the Gemara continues, says, Uman tana de chayish lemiyuta, who is the tana of our Mishnah that's concerned for a minority? The majority of girls don't have until they get older and they start developing that cycle. So who is it that's concerned and therefore considers the Kuthian girls as nidos from when they're a little baby? So the Gemara continues, the type of lama beis, a manalif, remeir, it's like remeir, the talik learned the braisa. Katna katana, a young boy or a young girl, loy choltsin v'le miyamin. That is when they die without any children, so then generally there's yibim or chalitza, which is either to marry or not marry the brother-in-law to the sister-in-law, who is widowed. So on that says, they said that if he's a minor, the yavam, or the yavama, is a katana, then there is no halacha of chalitza and yibim. Which they said to Remeir, yafa marta shein chaltzen. Half of what you're saying we agree to. Makes sense what you're saying, that the katana or the katana, if they're minors, cannot do chalitza. Because ish kasta b'parshin, the varm chafet says ve'im lo yachpetz ish. If the man doesn't want to do yibum, then he goes and does chalitza. So it's an ish, an adult that could do chalitza, and not a minor. So that's how we know regarding the boy. Umakshin and ish l'ish, and also the pasuk equates the woman to the man. So just like he has to be an adult to do chalitza, so does she has to be. But they disagreed him and say, why can't they do yibum? And although the yibum will only take effect when they get older, but let them grow old together until they become adults. Why can't they do yibum? So Malhani said to them, because cotton, a minor, shemiyim tzisris, he might turn out to be a sris, which a type of individual that can't have children. So therefore he doesn't qualify for the mitzvah of yibum, because that's only someone that could, like the pasuk says, l'hakim shem achiv, to develop the name of his brother by having children from his widowed wife. If he's a sris, he can't have children. So therefore, by a minor, we don't know. He didn't turn into adult yet. We don't know what type of seed, if he has or not, and if he could have children. So to katana, shemetimtsa islandess, a minor, a little girl, we don't know yet if she's going to be an islandess, which is the type of a woman that can't have children. So since they're going to be doing yibum without the mitzvah, possibly, so he's going to be marrying his brother's wife for nothing, that's an erva of eshes achiv, which is a punishment of karas. So v'nimtzu poigin be'erva shle b'makom mitzvah. You might come out to be that he's having relations with an erva, not in the place of the mitzvah. It's only permitted if you're doing the mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then you only have the erva of eshes achiv, which is a chiv of karas. So therefore, says Remeir, because of that concern, they're not allowed to do yibum when he's a katan or when she's a katana. But for Rabbanan, they disagree. They say, no, zil basar ruba, the katan. We go after the majority of little boys. For Rav katan la srisim ninu, most boys don't turn into srisim. Most boys do have the ability to have children. And so to zil basar ruba katan, we go after the majority of girls. For Rav katan, it's la valinus ninu. Most girls are not valinus, and therefore they disagree. They say that the katan and katana could do yibum. But again, seemingly the halacha of our Mishnah is like Remeir, who's chayish lemiyuta. So too, although a minority have blood when they're little girls, but there is that possibility, and therefore he considers them as nidus merisas. But that asked the Gemara, Eimah d'shamah l'li Remeir, where do we find Remeir being chayish lemiyuta, like we just said, being concerned for the minority, is miyuta d'shchiach. It's a minority, at least that's common. There are people in the world that are srisim, that are islandless, that don't have the ability of being able to have children. But a minority is not even common. A little baby to have dam nida? Mishamali, did we hear that he has such halacha? Even Remeir shouldn't hold this halacha of our Mishnah. Says, the halacha of our Mishnah is also a minority that is commonly found. The time, like learn the Bryce, Umber Bias, he says, Maisa Be'imbal, which is the name of a place. There was a story where the halacha is that a woman that gives birth to a girl, she immerses herself only after 14 days because she's tummy for Shvu'ayim, 2 weeks of childbirth. Now, what happened was that her daughter, the little baby, when she was a day or two old, had a re'i of dam. So, v'tfilu kaidin l'ima, they immersed the baby before the mother, because if the baby has dam, so she's considered nida, and if she touches truma, she's going to be metamid. So therefore, you see that it is something that, although it's a minority, but it could happen, as we see this story happen to Ein Bal, that they have to immerse the baby before the mother, because the baby became a nida. So to Amar Rebbe, he says similarly, Maisa Bebeish Arim, the name, the place Beish Arim, and they immerse the baby before the mother. So to Amar Yisav, he says Maisa Bepamdisa, and they immerse the baby before the mother. So you see, although it's a miyuta the Shchiach, so therefore it may would qualify that as something to be concerned for. But the Gemara asked regarding these stories we just brought. Bishlam and Rebbe Yisi or the Rebbe, where Ein Baal and Beish Arim, those are in Eretz Yisrael. So we understand why they were concerned. Mishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael. They live in Eretz Yisrael. If this baby who's a nida would touch Truma in Eretz Yisrael, that would invalidate it by just being touched. El Rav Yosef Lamali, Rav Yosef lived in Pumadisa, which was a Chutz Laretz. What was the utility? Why were they concerned that they had to immerse the baby in the mikvah? Because the baby's called a nida. But what's the problem? V'amar Shmuel said, Ein Trumas Chutz Laretz Asura. The Truma out of Eretz Yisrael is not forbidden. Ela b'misha tuma yitzim megufay. Only, which qualifies for what we're talking about, only someone that's tummy because from something internally from their body, like a zav, a nida, in contrast to an external source of tuma, like touching a sheretz or something like that. Now, but even that, says Shmuel, v'hanemile v'achila, which is all, this is all the statement of Shmuel, as the Gemara brings in Mechares, Avachav, Zayin, Madalv, this is only for them to eat, this person has tuma megufay, regarding the truma chutzlaretz, it's only a problem for them to eat the truma. Avnei aloi, but touching truma, even if they're azav, azav, or nida, they do not invalidate truma by touching it. So this little baby is not eating truma. So what would be the problem? It would touch it? Who cares? In that story, Rabbi Yosef lived in Chutz Laretz and Pompadisa. So what would be the problem even if the baby that's in nida touched the truma? So Mamazutri says, you're right. Truma. The reason why they had to immerse the baby was for the concern because they wanted to anoint the baby with oil of truma. Where anointing, smearing, is like consuming. And by consuming, we just said before that Trumas Chutz Laretz would be forbidden for a nida, and this little baby is a nida. So therefore they had to immerse the baby. The time like Luna Braisa that Sicha, anointing, is like eating, and therefore has the same concern. As the Pasuk says in Mayikra, which seemingly this Pasuk is superfluous, because it already spoke about this idea, it says, V'lo yichalu es kodesh b'nei Yisrael, that they should not desecrate the holy things of the Jewish people, Asher yirimu l'Hashem, which they will elevate Truma to Hashem. So therefore, you're not allowed to make truma tame. Now, so what's this extra pasuk coming to say? So that says the brisa l'rabes es asach ves asheisa. This comes to include the one who anoints with truma or drinks truma in the state of tuma. That this is included in the prohibition of making truma that's going to be tame. Where the pasuk already mentioned this idea b'kachem lo yichal adashayiter. So why is it repeating it? To say, to add on, not just eating, but also the one who anoints and the one who drinks have the same prohibitions. Now the Gemara wonders, that it includes sicha and shtia? Shaisa lama likro, why do I need a pasuk to include drinking? Shtia b'cha achila. Drinking is always included in eating. As the pasuk says in Devarim Yudal, b'achalta maisa de gancha, it mentions regarding eating the tithes of your grain and your oil and tirish. And tirish is wine. And the pasuk uses the terminology of achalt, of eating. So we know that drinking is included in eating. So we really know drink would be included. Why do you have to include it over here from this pasuk? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. El rabbis es asach kishaisa. We're not including sicha and shtia. We're including that sicha, anointing, is like drinking. And just like drinking is like eating, so too sicha is going to be the same thing. So therefore, you see that there is a prohibition of truma regarding not just eating and drinking, but also of anointing. So anointing is like eating and drinking. And therefore, that's why they had to immerse the baby in Chutz Laretz, because although there's no problem regarding touching, which the baby could do, but there is a problem regarding eating it and drinking it, which included eating it. So tosicha is also like achila and shtia. So therefore, since they wanted to anoint the baby with the Shem and Shal Truma, they had to immerse her. Or says the Gemara, if you want to bring a different source, that sicha is kachila, that anointing is like eating and drinking, from a pasuk in Tehillim, which this pasuk is actually talking about regarding a cursing of a wicked person, where it says, "Vatave kemayim bekirboy," that water will come in, it will come like water into his intestines, ukashem v'kashemin batzmaisav, and like oil in his bones. But one thing we see is just like food and drink coming into his body, so it is oil coming into his bones, where we see that sicha is kishtiyah and kachila. But the Gemara asks, going back to the primary halacha, says, Iach, if that's the case, and the reasoning for the halacha of our Mishnah, which we're saying is like Remeir, is because we're chashin l'miyuta, we're concerned for the minority, where there are some little girls that do have a ri'i of dam, therefore we consider b'nei skutim nidis merisasin, so didon nami. So then our little girls also should be considered tamei even in the cradle, because maybe they had dam. Why is it specifically, as the title of our parak, by b'nei skutim? Says the Gemara, no. Anand darshinan isha v'isha. We expound, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, that from the extra vav, from v'isha, we include that the halachas have need to apply even to a little girl. So therefore, v'chichazin, when our girls, if that we were there's a minority, if they see dam mefarshil, who we separate them from touching kachim, from touching truma. So like Gaza Rabban, this Rabban didn't make a decree. Because why we're not going to assume them to be, because even if there is, we separate them from truma. But inu deloy darshi isha beisha, they who they do not expound this vav of isha to include a little girl. So v'chichazin l'mefarshil, when a little baby sees dam, they don't say, oh, she's a menstruating woman, she's a nida. They don't separate the baby from truma. So gazab rabban, therefore the rabban decreed that we're going to consider them as nidas, because they might be, and they don't consider them, and they don't separate them, so therefore we're going to consider them as nidas, so we make sure that they don't touch things like truma. So that's why the opening of our peg was specifically b'nei kutim, because of the mi'uta that is possible, and they're not concerned with that, and therefore we consider them as nidus marasos. Says Gemara, my isha v'isha, what's the drasha that we're referring to, that we darshan, that they don't, of v'isha? So the time, because we're in the braisa, it says in the pasuk of isha, where it says, v'isha kisi azava, a woman that when she's going to be flowing, which is talking about regarding a nida, the pasuk says, v'yikit azvav, shibas yam ti ben adasa. So for 7 days, she's in the state of nida. Now, says the Raisa, only Ali Isha. I would only know it applies, like the Pasuk says, Isha, a woman, an adult. Tinoikis Basya Mechel Nidim Benayin. How do we know it even applies to a 1-day-old baby, that if she has a Riyav Dam from the uterus, that she's considered as a menstruating woman? Tamalim V'isha, and the woman, the Vav is a Ribuy, including all women, even a little girl. Now, so on that, the Gemara asks. So that's the source of the Allah we were talking about. But Amma, one thing you see is that Kimar Bikro, when the Pasuk is coming to include, Basya Mechad Marbi, from the Ve'ish of an extra Vav, it includes even a 1-day-old girl. However, Verminu, there seems to be contradicted from a different brace in a different context. It says in the Pasuk Isha, and the Pasuk says, Ve'isha Asher Yishkev Ish Isa Shechva Zera, a woman that a man is going to lay with her, a copulation of seed, meaning they're going to have relations. So then there's a Tumah that comes from that relations. Says the Braisa, Ainli Eli Isha. So I would only know that this applies to, like the Pasuk says, a woman. How do we know that the same halacha applies even to a 3-year-old girl, that she becomes tamei with the act of copulation with a man, which is a biblical decree, because it says v'timoy, because as Rashi points out, it's not because the shechva zera, his semen, which has halachas of tumah, that it's touching her, because that's what's called magabe sestarim, that's touching in the concealed area, that doesn't convey tumah. But rather, it's the act of bia, of a copulation of seed, that makes a woman tumah. How do we know, says the Braisa, that it's even going to be, even if she's just 3 years old? Tamalema v'isha, it says, with a vav, comes to include even if she's 3 years old. So I understand. So from v'isha, from the vav, do we include a 1-day-old, or do we include only a 3-year-old? How come over here we're only including a 3-year-old girl? So Amar Rabbi says, no, hilchasaninu. These halachas, that of a nida applying even to a 1-day-old girl, or to the becoming tummy from bia with a man that when she's 3 years old, these are halachal Moshe Mesinai. They're oral traditions from Moshe that he brought them from Har Sinai. As the Gemara is going to explain, meaning that one of them is halachal. Vasmechin, Rabban Akroi. And the Rabban just found allusions to it from the pasuk, from the extra vav, but that's not where we know it from. Because you're right, then which one is it? Is it 3-year-old or is it 1-day-old? No, that we know from Moshe, from Sinai. This Rabban just found an allusion to show that it's not only an adult woman, it's even younger. We're in one context, it's 1-day-old, another one that's 3 years old. But then the Gemara asks, Hai Krov, Hai Hilchasa. So which one is the one we know from the pasuk? Which one is the one we know halacha Moshe Mesinai? In other words, the pasuk most definitely is telling us, inferring to us, one of these two. So which one is primarily known from the pasuk without halacha Moshe Mesinai? And which one do we need the halacha Moshe Mesinai that we would not know from the pasuk? If you think that the 1-day-old inclusionary from the laws of Nida, that we know from halacha Moshe Mesinai, and bas shalosh shalom b'yemechad krah, and the one that we know regarding becoming tamei from bia with a man, that's the one we know from the pasuk from v'isha. But that would be difficult because krah stomachs him. The pasuk just says unspecified v'isha. Now the vav is inclusionary. Sounds like okay, any woman, which would sound like even 1-day-old. But to say that the pasuk is including a 3-year-old girl, that is not inferred from the pasuk no more than a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old. How would you know that from the pasuk? Ella rather says, the Gemara, you're right, baskim oshonah b'yemechad, regarding the law of a woman becoming tamei from bia, relations with a man, that it's when she's 3 years old, that's a hilchasa. That's a halacha Moshe Mesinai, because from the pasuk that's not inferred. The Rabbanan just found an allusion to it from the word from b'isha in that context. But Basir Mechad, the halacha that a girl that's even one day old becomes tummy as a nida, as a menstruating woman, that is inferred from the krav and the pasik because of Ve'isha comes to include any single woman. So then the Gemara goes back and asks, so then Umayacha, so this, since you're telling me that the law regarding a 3-year-old girl that becomes tummy from Bia is really the Hilcha, so it's Halacha Mesh Mesinai, and that we don't really understand it from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is not telling us the age 3. So then the Gemara asks, so then the primary Kra, the primary Pasuk, from the extra Vav, Lamali, what do we need it for? What is it really coming to teach us? It's not telling me this Halacha Baskimah, because you don't see that from the Vav. So what is the Vav teaching? So I think Gemara continues on the base and says, it's Lemu'uti Ishmi Oidim. It's coming to exclude a man from becoming tummy when red liquid, which blood, seemingly, comes out of his male member. Because there's these two halachas that men and women have. Men become tummy from white substances and women come from red, which that's the laws of Nida, and the men have from Shech Vazera. So that's what coming to say, that the man is excluded from the tumma of what a woman is. Now, as Rashi points out, although this pasuk is not even talking about a woman's tumma of red, it's talking about a woman becoming tummy from Bia with a man, but obviously, since it's an extra pasuk, as we pointed out, the extra vav, what's it coming to say? It's coming to tell us a drasha. So whatever you could expound, you'll give the most closest interpretation that's possible. And that's what the pasuk is saying. A woman becomes tummy regarding certain things. One of them is what this pasuk is talking about regarding Bia. But additionally, another thing a woman becomes tummy, who she's the subject of the pasuk regarding tummy, in general, is oidim, is red blood. That makes a woman into nida. Oh, that's Ve'isha, the Vav is coming to say, that only regarding a woman, but a man does not become tummy regarding what makes a woman tummy, which he does not become tummy if red comes out of his male member. Now, someone's going to ask, so then why are we saying this, why is the Torah telling us this drush over here by Bia, with that the woman who comes tummy from? It should say in the context of Nida, and that's where it should exclude a man from. So that Rashi also says, you're right. Regarding Nida, there is another Pasuk also that says a similar idea as the Gemara is going to shortly say. But actually, you needed both pesukim, as the Gemara is going to tell us. The one that we're going to bring by Nida that's excluding a man, that excludes him literally from blood. Blood makes the woman into Nida, and if a man has blood coming out of his male member, that's not going to make him into a tummy of Nida. Because blood coming out of the male member does not make him into a ziva. Now, and then there's the pasig of that we're talking about over here that's actually talking about regarding shechva zera. That is the blood, that's the red semen, that each one is coming to tell us its specific context. We're here, we're talking about a woman becoming tummy because she has a copulation of seed, meaning that a man has seed over here with the act of Bia that's making him tummy. So that makes her tummy. That's we're excluding that if he has blood in the Shech Vazer, if he has red in the Shech Vazer, that's not going to make him tummy. And that other pasuk in Nida is saying that if he has dam, that's also not going to make him tummy. Then the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So that's what it's coming to tell us. That's excluding a man from Oidim. But the previous drasha we said is that it's coming to tell us this halacha of a woman with Nida, that even a one-day-old baby is going to have a law of Nida, which we said, we darshan, they don't. But nice kutim, so we're concerned by them. But the Gemara continues asking, it says, okay, but then Mahadet Tanya, and this we learned in the Braisa, that it says Isha, which this Isha is in the context of Zava. The woman could become a Nida, and then there's a cycle of Zava, which if she's tummy for Nida, then and she finishes that cycle, then she has 11 days of Ziva. When the Pasuk says, V'isha ki yazav zev dam yom ram, a woman that's going to have a flow of her blood for many days, which yamim itself is plural means two, and rabim is adding on 3 days. That makes her into a Zava gedayla. So then she becomes a Zava. So it says Isha, says the Braisa, in Leila Isha, I would only know that a woman could become a Zava. Bas yud yamim leziva minayin. How do I know that a 10-day-old girl could also become a zava gedayla? Now, why specifically 10 days old? It's because less than that, there's an impossibility to have ziva. Because you first have to have the 7 days of nida. So even if she has blood the day she's born, then for 7 days she's nida, and then you need to have 3 days of ziva, because ziva is only possible after nidas, and you need 3 days to become a zava gedayla. So that's what the says the Bryce. And how do we know even a 10-day-old girl could become a Zava Gedayla? Tamalemet V'isha, it says, and the woman, the Vav, is coming to include that even a 10-day-old girl could become a Zava. Says the Gemara Lamali, what do we need this Bryce's interpretation for? Ligma mi Nida, let it learn now from the equivalent halacha of a Nida. Since a 1-day-old baby could become a Nida, so I would know that the equivalent halacha of Zava, which is in that other part of the cycle, she could become a Ziva. Says the Gemara, no, Tzrichi, he needed this drasha specifically by Zava. Because the Ikar Zerachman and Benida had, we only said the inclusionary of a little baby being included in the laws of Nida, Havamina Nida. I would say, yeah, that only applies by Nida, which is more stringent. Because the law of Nida is when you see even just one day, you have to wait 7 days in that state of Tumah of Nida. But regarding Zava, if she would only see one day, let's say day 8, the halacha is b'shemir siyam k'neged yom sa'agila. You actually only have to safeguard one day of purity. That's it. You don't have to wait any 7 days. So it's more lenient. Yeah, if you see 3 days, then you become a sabbat gedil. Then you have to actually have biblically shiv nikim, 7 clean days. But one day, you see that on that, the zav is more lenient. So aim alois, I would say actually the halacha of including a minor, a little girl, would not include by the more lenient halacha of ziva. So it's richa, therefore you have to say it over there, also the drasha of ve'isha. Then the Gemara asks, but then malichta rechmana bezava. So only say the drasha of ve'isha to include a little baby, a 10-day-old girl, by zava. And I wouldn't need to include a little girl in the laws of Nida, because if I know you're done, I would know automatically. Dein zava b'lei Nida. Like we just mentioned before, you can't have ziva without Nida. It's only after Nidas. You only become the possibility of the days of ziva is only after the 7 days of Nida. So if she's becoming a zava at day 10, obviously she had the laws of Nida. So why do you need a special drasha of Nida? So the Gemara says, in the Chanami, you're right. You don't need to include from the Isha, which we said in the Man Aleph, to include the one-day-old baby for Nida, because we already know it from the Drasha of Zava. So then Ve'elik Kras, and the Gemara is back to the question. So the Isha that says by Nida, Lamali, what do you need it for? Says the Gemara, Lamuti Ishmi Oidim. It's coming to exclude a man from the Tumah of Red, which that's the understanding of the Pasuk. A woman comes with Tumah from Nida, and not a man. So says the Gemara, as we alluded to earlier, as we said on the top of the Amid, what we really excluded a man from red one time before from the other pasuk, not from this pasuk of Nida, but from the pasuk of a woman becoming tummy from Bia, which is from his Zera, we said that he doesn't become tummy from blood that comes out of his male member. Says the Gemara, yeah, but they're different drashas. Chad, one of them, the one earlier that we said, was the Mu'uti Mishich Zera, who's coming to exclude if his semen is red. If he sees red Shechva Zera, that's not going to make him into a Zav. That's what that pasuk is coming to exclude. And that's literally the context over there. Whereas it's the copulation of seed which makes heart tummy. We're saying his seed, in a similar what red that makes heart tummy, would not make him tummy. And the other, this context that we just brought right now regarding Nida, that is excluding him if he literally has blood, that although blood makes her into a Nida, that would not make a man into a Zav. So ultimately, the Gemara actually says that from Ve'isha, we don't know that the one-day-old girl, which we said, that's excluding the one that makes even the one-day-old girl, because that actually we know from the laws of Ziva. The one that it says, Beinid, is actually, like we just said before, is excluding the Ish, Me'aydim, that a man does not become Tummy from blood. Now the Gemara says the same type of sugi, V'chein le'in zachar. The same idea that we said regarding girls, we said regarding males, regarding boys, that we include the laws of Tumma by a man, that includes even a one-day-old baby. The time that we learn the Brayis, the Pasuk says, Me'yikri ish. But the Pasuk says, any man, ki yizav, that's going to flow from his male member, so he's going to become tummy. So, ma tamalim ish. What do we learn from a man? Why say two times ish? It says, the Brayis, the L'rab is tinnik ben yamecha, to include even a one-day-old baby, shumitame beziva, divri bihuda, that a one-day-old baby, if he has this type of fluid that comes out of the male member, which is the tumma of zav, that he could become tummy even one day old. He says, no, you don't need to include the one-day-old baby from the ish, because every Omer, there's a pasuk later on that says that if she's going to have her flow of Nida, or he's going to have the flow of the Ziva, so it says, lazachav l'nekeva, that this is going to apply both to the male and the females. Now, he understands this as extra words, because he already spoke about the concept of the male's tumma and the female's tumma. What's lazachav l'nekeva? It says, lazachav means kol shu zachav. When it says male, it means any male. Bainchu gadol, bainchu katan, whether he's an adult or whether he's a minor. V'l'nakeva, it's kosher nakeva, whatever a girl is. Bengadol, bengatana, whether she's an adult or whether she's a minor. So then he has to explain, so what is the extra ish coming to say? So he says, dibbertar, kolashmi adam, there's nothing that's a drush over here. The Torah talks the way people speak. A man, that's how people speak, and therefore that's why the Torah says. But says the Gemara, so we understand that the halacha of ziva is by a one-day-old baby. But now the Gemara asks a similar questioning as it had asked regarding Anam and Alf. Amaki Marbi Kura, so we see, oh, when we're including in the Pasuk from the extra terminology that Ben Yoy Mechad Marbi, we're coming to include regarding the men, that even the one-day-old baby is the same thing, but Verminu seems to be contradicted from a different Brisa. The Brisa says Ish. Here also it's in a different context where it says V'ishki seitzim emenu shechla zera, which is the parallel that we said regarding the girl. Also regarding a man that's going to come out of him a seminal emission. So then there's a tumah of shechla zera. Says the Brisa Einli Eli Ish. I would only know that regarding a man when he's having relations and then there's a seminal emission, that an adult man is going to have this tumah. Ben tesh ashad nevi emechad minayin. How do I know that the laws of Bia apply also to a 9-year-old boy that he can have the tumah of shechla zera? Comes to say, and the man comes to include even the 9-year-old. So from Ish, are we including a 1-day-old or including a 9-year-old? Some Rava, as he said regarding the girls, Hilchas Eninu. It's Halacha Meshma Sinai. Bas Mechin, Rabban Akroi. And Rabbanan just found an allusion to it from the Pasuk. But you're right, we don't see it from the Pasuk. Because which one is it then? Is it 1-day-old or 9-years-old? But then the Gemara says, so Hay Hilchas of Hay Kro. So which one is the Pasuk primarily really telling us that only the other one is Halacha Meshma Sinai? If you think to say that the one that we're learning from Halacha Meshma Sinai is the 1-day-old that is including the laws of Ziva, uben teshan of yemechad kra, and regarding the laws of having a tumah of shechva zera, regarding an act of copulation, that's the 9-year-old, that we know from the pasuk. But cross stomachs him. The pasuk is ambiguous. It's unspecified. Where do you see anything about a 9-year-old that's being included? Ella, rather, like we said regarding the girls, ben teshan of yemechad hilchaza. Really, the one that we know Halacha Meshma Sinai of the tumah of shechva zera is the 9-year-old. That doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk. Uven yemechad kra, and the day 1-day-old that there's a tumah of ziva, that we know from the pasuk, because we're including any man, which is even a 1-day-old baby. So then says Gemara, so if the one regarding the 9-year-old that the Sheikh Vazer is going to be mitame, that we know from Halacha Meshma Sinai, so then what do we need the pasuk that we're including over there of the ish? It's not including the 9-year-old because that you don't see from the pasuk. So what is the ish coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, lemuute isha maloiben. It's coming to exclude the woman from white, just like we exclude a man of red tumah, like that a woman has. So we're excluding a woman that if from her genital area comes out white, which is shechva zera, which a man becomes tummy from, that the woman, if she emits that, she does not become tummy. So now the Gemara says as follows. So we have the same similar type of drushes by boys and by girls. So says the Gemara, why did we have to write this law of ish to include even a minor that's 1-day-old in the laws of tumah by males? And why do you have to say the same thing by girls to say v'isha that comes to include even a 1-day-old for nida and a 10-day-old for ziva? Why don't you learn one from the other? We see that the laws that apply by their tumas are even by little babies. Says the Gemara, Tricha was necessary. Why? Because Rechman the Bezacharim had to be written it only by males. Mishum the Metama Beris Kibiyam. We'd say, yeah, there it's more stringent. We're going to apply the laws even by 1-day-old baby. Why is the Tumah of Ziva more stringent by males? Because there, a man becoming tummy with Ziva, that he becomes a Zav, is same he becomes tummy with just emissions as days. Meaning, whether he sees 3 times in 1 day or he sees 3 in 3 different days, he's going to become a zav. As the Gemara learns about Bekam in the Chavdal Manav, where it says la zachar and nekeva, which tells us we're comparing the zachar to nekeva. Just like a girl is only becomes tummy in 3 days, so to a male becomes tummy in 3 days with if he has an emission every single day. And the fact that he becomes tummy with 3 emissions, even if it's all on the same day, that says explicitly in the pasuk, because the pasuk counts 3 and says that he's tummy and doesn't say it has to be in 3 different days. Avon the Kavis to limitama beriz kibiyama, but regarding the female version of Ziva, where she does not become tummy with 3 emissions as she does only if it's 3 days, because a Zava that sees 3 in 1 day does not become a Zava. So Emaloi, I would say that she's not as stringent, and therefore the laws of a Katana doesn't apply. Therefore, you have to say it by the female too. And because Rachmada ben the Kavis had we said it by the females, Meshum Dikim Metame Bainis, because there is a stringency that applies by the Ziva version of the females, because if that Ziva comes out by the girl, even beyond her control, even by something forced, she still becomes Tame. Avazacharim, but by the male version, by the Zav, Dulay Metame Bainis, where he does not become Tame if it was caused by external forces, because the Pasuk says Mibesar, if it comes out from his flesh, by itself, not by an Oinis, not by something else forcing it out. In contrast, a zava becomes tummy even if it was ba'inis, as the Gemara says later on, the Flamavav Mabez, when it says ki yazav zav daima, that comes to tell us even through an einis. So emalois, I would say, it does not apply by the male version by a cotton. So tzrich lever had to say by both, and it applies even by a 1-day-old baby. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of a Mishnah. After we said the opening halacha that we were discussing regarding benois kutim, that they're nidus marusasan, so he said hakutim, the male members of the kuthians, similar halacha, mitam and mishkav tachten kelyan. as the Mishnah explained, because we're concerned that we're considering their women as nidus, and therefore the men who have relations with them are like boil nidus. So therefore, like a boil nida, he makes the bed that's beneath him, the bottom one like the top one. So the Gemara says, my mishkav tachten kel, what do these words mean to say? That the bottom bed is like the upper bed. If you think like literally, like we just translated, it means to say there's 10 bedspreads, one on top of the other. And we're saying metamalhu. We're saying that even the bottom one, all the way in the bottom that he's not even touching, is going to be like the top bed that he is sleeping on. So let's say he's sleeping on 10 mattresses. The bottom mattress is going to be tummy. The tachnin is going to be kelyan. That's the Gemara Peshitta. That's obvious because we know throughout Shas that there was a known given that the drisa stepping down on something, the law of Mishkav is you don't have to actually touch it. You just have to be weighing down in it. So since it's weighing down the bottom bed, we know that the bottom is Kelian. So what would the Mishnah be telling us over here in the laws of the Kuthin men? Ella rather says the Gemara, Shehei tachtoine shel boil nida. It's not going on the mattresses, on the bedspreads. It's saying, when we say tachten ke'elyon, means to say the bottom, meaning the bed of this Kuthian man who considering a boil nida, as if he had relations with his wife as a menstruating woman, where this is unique regarding laws of boil nida, because in contrast, a zav or a nida, the bed that they laid on, which we're calling tachtoina, what's beneath them, that bed, that mishkav, contaminates even the person, like the Pasuk says in Mikra Zvav, v'isha she'iga b'mishkav, if a man's going to touch the bed of the nido, the zav, or like I said, v'chol in the game, mishkav, is going to become tummy. In contrast, the bed, the bottom, what's beneath this boil nido, is ke'el yoyne shel zav, is like what's on top, not beneath him. Because what's beneath the zav, like we said, the bed that's beneath him, contaminates a person. Whereas what's on top of the zav, let's say the bed that's on top of him, that is has a lesser halacha. So we're saying that the boil nida is not as severe as a zav or as a nida, but rather tachtoinei, what's beneath him, his mishkav, is only as much as the elyoinei of the zav, which is ma'al yoinei shel zav, just like what's on top of the zav. Einu metamei lo ichle mashkin, then we only consider him as a rishon, not as a av. We only make it tuma, that which touched him only becomes a rishon. That bed on top of him only becomes a rishon, and therefore it's only going to contaminate food items or beverages, not a person, because we don't consider it like an av. Whereas when it's the bed beneath him, we consider the bed like an avatim, which could even be metame odem mekele. So, but what's on top of him is only metame oich lamashkin. So av tachtoyne shabal. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Also, what's beneath the boil nida ain't a metame elo oich lamashkin. It's only going to contaminate food items and beverages. So that's what we're saying in the law of the Mishnah. These kathin men's we consider them as boil nidas. What's the law of boil nidus? That his tachten, what's beneath him, is like elyoinoi of the zav, which is only going to have the halacha, the bed's going to have halacha as a rishon, not like an av. It's not like a zav and a nida. It'll make it into, he's going to make it tamei, but only kelyoinoi shel zav, which again is going to make it into a rishon, that it can only be tamei oich lamashkin, not adam bekeilu.